Part 3. The day will not save them. 1. A warp-twisted hell. The abrupt silence is shocking. It puzzles Kaikaltus Dusk for a second, until he realizes it just feels like silence, because he is so accustomed to the distant, constant drone of war.
At my post in the throne room, day after day, the faraway rumble of warfare was so unremitting, I became inured to it, and inhabited it without regard. But here...
In a shiver, the background drone has gone, and only silence remains, a fossil imprint of missing sound. The silence. The utter stillness is tranquilizing. Kaikaltus feels numb. For a moment, the proconsul has to remember, actively, consciously force himself to remember, where they are and what they have come to do.
We have come to strike. We have come to undertake the solemn business of war against...
Around him, the golden demigods of the Heteron Company are silent too, as though they, like Kaikaltus, are unnerved by the sudden quiet. None of them has experienced the thunderclap of their arrival, for the savage boom of mass and pressure displacement was over by the time they were fully materialized. Vapor drifts from their armored forms. Teleport energy dissipates like forest mist, and sparks of recorporealization backwash circle them like fireflies. Proconsul Kaikaltus takes a step forwards. Companions advance around him, spears aimed. As they begin to move, transmaterial dust residue sifts from their plate like flour. They move quickly. They move silently. They move in perfect coordination, spears raised. They encircle the almost luminous figure of their king and master, ready to protect him from...
What was I expecting? Anything. Everything, but...
There is no attack. No ambush. No host of warriors waiting to repel their boarding action.
If this is a trap, and the Praetorian Seventh Son was so sure it would be, then it is either an odd one, or a poor one.
The assault site selected for the spearhead is Embarkation Deck 2, and that is where they are. It is a vast chamber, part hangar, part launch tunnel. The distant mouth of it, a kilometre away, shows the cold blackness of space, held at bay by integrity fields. Kaikaltus turns slowly, surveying the long plasteel flight ramps, where guide lights blink on automatic, the raised galleries and skeletal gantries, the side-holding bays, the munition silos. Above them, the immense manipulator gears and ship clamps hang like ornithological limbs, grasps empty. Around them, on the launch rails and standing platforms, the Stormbirds are rigged for pre-flight. There are 8 of them. They are painted white and marked with the emblems of the 16th Legion Lunar Wolves.
I would have thought they might be redressed by now in their new traitor liveries. I am surprised, indeed, that there are any here. Were they not all deployed long since?
Kaikaltus approaches the nearest launch stand, with Cliatan to his right and Andalen to his left.
Why is there no one here? The Stormbirds are rigged and ready. But ready for what?
He looks up at the sleek lines of the nearest craft. The huge trans-atmospheric drop craft were the backbone of all Imperial assaults during the Crusade to remake the galaxy. Fine, trustworthy, graceful machines from an earlier time, their kind is now slowly being replaced by more functional delivery vehicles. Warmaster Lupercal has kept his in perfect condition.
I'm with them. From this deck and the other 5 like it on this mighty flagship, the Warmaster conquered half the stars in his father's name. From here, the ceramite deck plates beneath my feet, the Warmaster's sons set out. Oaths of moment sworn, and accomplished deeds of valor and skill that aligned the peace of the Imperium. Sometimes I was with them. I may even have gone to war in some of these very machines. I remember escorting my master on a war drop in Stormbird 3 during the Goro undertaking. Is that one of these?
Kaikaltis begins to look for the tail number insignia. He stops himself short.
How am I allowing distraction into my mind? How am I sidelined by memory and nostalgia? Where is my focus? We have achieved primary site to site. I lead a company of 100 custodians in support of my master, who has drawn for war for the first time since the secret conflict in the Webway. Why can't I concentrate?
No one comes. Nothing moves. The deck is empty of figures, except the Lord of Terror and his Heteron. There is no sign of damage or decay, no dirt or spent casings from rapid turnaround and refit. The lights glow pearlescent. Atmospheric processors hum at the frontier of hearing. Fuel lines are still connected. On consoles and wall plates, screeds of luminous data flicker and shift silently.
If this was a ceremonial inspection, my master would pass the War Master's scrupulous presentation with approval and commend his deck crews and servitor chiefs. But it is not. It is not. This is the solemn business of war, not...
There are no servitors either. Not even dormant units in the charging racks of the side bays. Just the haunted, echoless serenity of a shift ship holding orbit. It is almost hypnotic. The proconsul's custodies, golden phantoms, edge forwards and fan out wider, spears raised for instant reaction. In their midst, the master of mankind steps with them. Silence prevails. There is no ambient vox chatter, nothing on the link, no noospherics, no psychanic activity. Everything is a soft, doughy emptiness.
How has our arrival not been detected? A bulk teleport assault? The energy signature of that, and the contiguous heat flare. That should have registered on the ship's sensoria like a missile strike.
No alarms sound. No warning detectors blink. There is no noise of activity, of armored figures rushing in response.
Is this ship empty?
Kaikaltis tightens his grip on his Paragon spear. He feels something welling inside him. With frank astonishment, he realizes it is fear.
I haven't known fear in centuries. Fear was an old friend, but we no longer speak, for I have no business with him anymore. Yet here he is.
The Stormbird on its launch rack to his right, its tail stencil, is 8. Kaikaltis thought it was 3 for a second, but no.
I thought we would be transporting into a warp-twisted hell. Not this. I can't...
No noospherics, no vox, not even a hint of immaterial activity. This chamber is as null sterile as the vaults of the Sisterhood. How?
Where are we? I can't...
Kaikaltis looks at his warriors, silent Auramite giants stalking forward against the bathing whiteness of the deck.
Don't they feel it too? Don't they?
The lights on the launching ramp wink on autocycle, blinking a pathway to blackness.
Where are Dawn, and the Captain General, and my Lord's beloved angel? Where are their companies? What?
Everything seems slow, like a dream, like a heavy dream. The silence glides into him, oppressive, like the shadow of the void, the deep, cosmic mono-note of the celestial deeps.
Why can't I focus?
Kaikaltis sees the main internal hatch, a bulwark of steel and adamantine. Embarkation Deck 8 is fusion engraved across it.
My mouth is dry.
The vengeful spirit only has 6 embarkation decks. Kaikaltis should have noticed all of this, all of it. He was primed and alert, ready, perhaps readier than he has ever been, for the trial ahead of them. He should have noticed these discrepancies the second he arrived, but his mind is like sludge, like jelly.
I should have seen.
Kaikaltis turns to look at Sentinel Warden Cliatan to his right. He feels like he is moving in slow motion, suspended in thick fluid. None of them have spoken since their arrival. Whatever else might have broken the oppressive silence, their Voxlink should be live.
There should have been immediate Hort code exchange and voice confirmation on arrival. My helm display is dead.
Only now Kaikaltus notices that too. Kliatan turns to look at him. It is very slow. It takes a century for his crested golden helm to turn. Others turn too. The proconsul's custodians all turn to look at him. They are as slow as sap, as slow as continental drift, as slow as the very slowest setting of a picked playback. They turn to look at him.
No, not at me. They are all turning to look at the master of mankind.
Blood wells from Sentinel Warden Kliatan's eye slits and trickles down his faceplate like tears. It oozes and runs from the snarling mouth of his sculpted visor.
What is this?
It runs from the eyes of all the warriors around them. Kaikaltus feels himself weeping blood too.
What's happening?
The slow silence ends. Suddenly there is nothing but screaming. Suddenly the world is a blur of lightning-fast movement. They come for him, weeping blood and shrieking. The master of mankind's own guardians come at him from all sides.